Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Maybe that's why great value brand cream cheese is ahead of you on the list of
they
fastest
are a hot brand
growing brands in America.
Four Loko made that list at number 20, by the way.
Was it narrowly beaten out by MLB?
Barely. I thought Four Loko was dead in the water, though. But it's coming back.
Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Man, I used to get messed up on that stuff.
Did you drink the original version?
Oh, big time.
Never touched it.
Oh, loved it. That was a different time in my life. Anyways, Charrington there, they win the draft lottery. I didn't even know it was happening. And so they win it. And just what I've seen, the reaction was, oh, congratulations on the New York Yankees for getting what will be their best player in 2030. From the Pirates.
Big day for the Yankees. Big day for the Yankees after they signed Aaron Judge back to a new deal.
Yeah. Like the Pirates and the state of Major League Baseball, it's worn down and beaten down Pirates fans like a rented mule so badly that something that could or should make a huge difference to your team is met with all kinds of jaded cynicism. Like, they'll either screw up the pick or, hey, even if they get it right, the guy's really not going to win until he gets traded to a big market team or leaves in free agency.
I mean, they haven't even made the pick, and already the main sentiment I saw expressed was, well, he's here on borrowed time.
Yep. Yeah. Which blows, man. Like, I even think the Aaron Judge reaction today, man, you know, he stays in New York. He's going to start and finish his career in New York. What a great day for baseball. Yeah, if you
are a Yankees
root for
fan.
The Yankees.
It's awesome.
Or even I could say just the drama of him flirting with the Giants, having a reporter screw that up, going back to the Yankees, the betting on yourself angle. He turned down less money. He had one of the greatest power seasons of all time. He wins the MVP. He gets paid. Nice sports story, but just doesn't do anything for us here because the guy's making individually more than the entire Pirates roster
right
now.
Well, it doesn't do anything for us because doesn't it further feel like just he exists within a different sport? Like that story feels like it's happening. That story is happening. He's playing 500 miles from here, whatever Yankee Stadium is. It might as well be happening on like one of the moons of Saturn. That's how I feel. When I read those stories, the distance from where we are right here to that metaphorically just seems astronomical because, frankly, it is. You know what is always a weird look, too, when there's a draft lottery? And I could apply this to any sport. I actually can. Basketball, hockey, whatever. Even if there's a generational player like a Crosby or a Lemieux out there at the end of the rainbow, seeing the executives for a team jump and yelp for joy, I always feel weird watching it.
Wait, I missed that.
They had a video of everybody when they flipped over the Nationals, I guess, had the second pick. Shelton and everybody gets up.
Shelton probably went through a whole bottle of bourbon last night.
Travis Williams is high-fiving people. You can see them all, and they're doing like the big war whoop. And I'm thinking to myself, you are in this position because your team was very bad. I think about that in the NBA draft lottery all the time.
Yeah, Charrington, even that clip said, we're honored to be in this position. You are? You lost 100 games,
yeah,
bro.
I was like, man, I don't know if honored's the word I would use. In fact, I know it isn't.
So, Yeah, I mean, there's no generational talent yet in this draft, but there wasn't when they picked Gerrit Cole number one overall.
It's a lot of college players, which most baseball people will tell you are lower ceiling guys inherently.
Cook was not really moved by this much. He was focused on the guys the Pirates had signed in free agency.
They signed a left-handed reliever, Jarlin Garcia. But I'm not overwhelmed by that signing or the one for right-handed starter Vince Velasquez.
Jarlin and Velasquez.
Do we think those guys have a lot of swagger?
We're talking to my pal Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson.
And, it's swagger.
Ron. Swagger. I don't know. What? You know, swagger. We say it differently up here in Pittsburgh.
What? No, we do not. We say swagger like the rest of the world. Travis Swaggerty.
We didn't say swagging you with Ike.
Ike swagging you.
We say swagger, Ron. What
We're
are
talking
you
to
doing?
My pal Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson.
And, it's swagger.
Ron. Swagger. I don't know.
Potato, swagger.
We say it differently up here in Pittsburgh.
I don't know of another human being who's ever said the word that way.
Well, I think it's
is that his, a Beaver County thing?
It's his buddy Dave Hyde who clearly isn't so much his buddy that he doesn't want to jump in and make sure people know it's not S-W-O-G-G-E-R. Don't look for a book that doesn't exist.
Now, okay, I'm going to plead ignorance on this.
Yeah.
Was this Jimmy Johnson the football coach or the NASCAR driver?
Football coach.
Yeah.
And that was today.
Yeah.
Why was a guy on to talk about Jimmy Johnson today?
I think Ron just told you. No?
I don't know what I'm more confused by, that there was an interview about Jimmy Johnson or that Ron thought
the book was
We're talking
called?
To my pal Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson.
And, it's swagger.
Ron. Swagger, I don't know. You know, swagger. We say it differently up here in Pittsburgh.
What if Ron at Christmas karaoke gets up there and says, "You say swagger, I say swagger. Swagger, swagger.
Let's call the whole thing off." Another fun Ron story.
We've got a guy on to talk about
swagger.
Jimmy Johnson.
Swagger.
Could you possibly talk to Jimmy Johnson about right now?
How is he relevant right now? Maybe Michael Irvin.
Super Bowl 30?
You could say, how did Jimmy handle Michael Irvin? The Steelers have George Pickens very frustrated. That's what I would go.
Super Bowl 30?
Yeah, what Steeler fan wants to relitigate
coaching
that?
Dan Marino in Miami?
Dealing with Jerry Jones? That wouldn't resonate. By the way, I said to Ron, I had somebody come up to me when I was going out of physical therapy last week and say, "Hey, I'm so-and-so. I was Ron's like ninth grade teacher at wherever he went, you know, out in Beaver Falls. I guess Ron went to Blackhawk or whatever."
Did that guy go to school with Moses?
He was an older gentleman and a fan of the sports cult, at the very least, and I think this show. But he said, "Hey, I taught Ron Cook. Do you see Ron?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "I'll tell him I saw you." Before the show today, I finally remembered. I said, "Hey, Ron, so-and-so said they taught you."
Yeah.
"I don't remember what happened to me yesterday, so I really can't say that
just
I remember."
Just blew that off.
Well, he just said, like, he's like, "It doesn't quite ring a bell in my head, but then again, I don't remember."
We're talking to
yesterday.
My pal Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson. And,
it's swagger.
Swagger, I don't know. You know, swagger. We say it differently up here in Pittsburgh.
Why does he condemn the entire community?
I think that's one where he tried to tore us all down.
He lumped us in,
to cover for his own mistake. Is that how we all say? Well, Vince Velasquez,
they
we say
a
it differently.
Left-handed reliever, Jarlin Garcia. But I'm not overwhelmed
we call
by
our
that
shot
signing
with that
or the one
yesterday?
For right-handed starter Vince Velasquez.
You know, Ron also said his favorite comedian of all time, George Jarlin.
No, he would say George Carlin for that one. Play Swagger one more time, for the love of
you
God.
You think I'm only going to play it one more time today?
We're talking to my pal second. Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson.
Still know how and,
you get swagger. It's swagger.
Swagger, swagger, I don't know. You know, swagger. We say it differently up here in Pittsburgh.
We should call Dave Hyde back just to set the record straight.
Dave,
that,
we'd
a,
like to have you on to talk about Swagger, your book.
We don't say swagger here. And number two, why the F were you on with Ron today?
Dave, were you surprised to be called on to a Pittsburgh sports show to talk about Jimmy Johnson?
I wonder if Ron thought he was actually getting Jimmy Johnson. Because
no.
I could see that, because Jimmy still works over at Fox.
No.
I mean,
that would have to be one hell of a miscommunication.
They signed a left-handed reliever, Jarlin Garcia. But I'm not overwhelmed by that signing or the one for right-handed starter Vince Velasquez.
Which one of those is worse?
Velasquez.
Because Jarlin Garcia, I feel like somebody out there besides Ron would say that. Nobody I know says Velasquez that way. It's Kez.
Donnie, what's your favorite part of all this audio today? Do you have one? Can you put your finger on one thing you're really?
I mean, the swagger
of?
Thing has to be the worst because we probably
it's not
because,
a remotely uncommon word.
Yeah, and we could have pretty much bet the house that he was going to mispronounce the names of the two guys the Pirates
signed. Harleen Garcia being mispronounced is going off at -1,000.
Yeah, we said that yesterday, but I was driving in whenever he had the guy on, and I heard him say swagger, and I was like, what kind of book title is that?
And what the book about?
Whenever I heard the guy correct him, then it made more sense.
Well, did he say it a few times without the guy correcting him?
I think he might have said it twice, and then the guy cut in like whenever he
it's
reintroduced
swagger.
Him in the middle
Talking
of the interview.
Talking to my pal Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson.
And, swagger. It's swagger.
Swagger. Swagger.
I like this guy.
The guy's. The
I like this Hyde guy.
The instant exasperation in his voice that he called the book Swagger.
I'm liking this guy, Hyde.
I'm just waiting for like early June, and he's like, Joe Travis Swaggerty had 3 hits last night.
Yeah, like
a big game for Travis Swaggerty.
He has to He has to have said Swaggerty's name before on this station. Obviously, they drafted him in the first round, so he had to have a take on Swaggerty. There is no way he called him Travis Swaggerty.
Did you know that his favorite country music song of all time is "Jarlene" by Dolly Parton?
Jarlene. Jarlin, please don't take the mound.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here, George Pickens right there, about 2 minutes, was asked questions, didn't want to give answers on some of them. For example, did you talk to your coaches? And there was a pause there with no answer. Did you hear what Mike said? No answer. gave one what I would say would be diplomatic or like politically correct or what is kind of boilerplate stuff from players after a bad game or adversity or something like that. And that was when he said, yeah, I talked to Kenny and Mike, but it's not about me. It's about what we got to do to win games. That's a good one. That's one where, like,
check box.
If the transcript gets back to the coaches, which it does, the PR people chart everything, running diary of stuff. That's what you like to hear.
Those are the charts. I want to see a website devoted to the PR people's charts. Let's get those bad boys back.
That's one where Bill Belichick would be on his treadmill in his office and he'd get all the reports in from his players.
George,
that's
did
a good one,
George. George, good thing there. That's a veteran answer. I don't know. I sense more than anything in that? Like, I know me. I know when I get pissed off. I'm 37 and still very immature. I'll clam up when I'm
but
mad.
But what do you think he's pissed off at? The way that this...
Everything.
This situation has been covered, or his involvement and contributions
lack
to the offense?
Lack of involvement in that specific game, I think, is the initial, I'm mad. And all of these guys, whether they admit it or not, know exactly what's being said about them, whether they seek it out or somebody makes sure that they find it. They know what's being said. They know what the perception is. They're not dumb. They're not ignorant to what's happening around them and what's being said. And I think at this point now, it's equal anger towards what happened in the game and the fact that it's out there. Is George Pickens immature? Is probably a headline I would think George Pickens doesn't feel like reading. And I know if I were really mad and maybe not even felt something was unfair, just was very, very angry and emotional about a particular situation or situations, and I was being asked direct questions, I probably would clam up on a lot of them. I probably would just not say much. I mean, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you've had to have you've been in a fight with Amanda or something like that, or even before that. I have definitely been in situations where I've been in an argument and I won't say anything. Because I feel like if I do, I'm going to explode.
See, I didn't get that impression. I didn't think that he was...
I didn't get the impression he was going to explode, but I did get the impression he did not feel like answering anything. He did not feel like answering.
Okay, but I don't think it's because of, you know, frustrations over the game. I think he feels like this whole thing is stupid. Like, I have to answer questions about what happened on the sidelines during a game. This is beneath me. This is like sensationalized reporting. You know, he started the media session by saying something. We'll hear it just one more time.
Before we start this, I ain't finna be just saying stuff for y'all to just paint up. You see what I mean? Make a statement bigger than what it is, or make something bigger than what it is.
I'm not going to say something for you guys to blow it out of proportion. I just want you to know that right off the bat.
If I were going to be charitable there, I'd say he really doesn't feel like this is a big deal, and he maybe didn't convey that on the sidelines, but he really doesn't believe it to be a big deal moving on. But then he did say later on in there, this is what every wide receiver does. I don't know. Like, I think it's weird because I think the cure to this situation is get him the ball more often, but it's like, are you going to have to make sure he's getting early and often involvement in the game plan or else you risk him?
Don't you feel like you have another wide receiver like that that's shown probably even worse body language this year? You do. Deontay.
I prioritize Pickens over Johnson in that game.
Yeah, you know, like when Johnson was getting phased out a few weeks ago, I was like, I'm okay with that. I think Pickens is better. I think Freiermuth is better. I don't need him to be the number one option. He shouldn't be. Even if that's how he feels, I don't frankly care how Deontay Johnson feels. Play better, then you'll get the ball more. Don't drop it when it's thrown to you. Don't fumble it when it's thrown to you. Don't commit stupid false start penalties before the ball is snapped. Like, that's how you get the ball more. Do something with it.
Well, I think the other thing that's good that could come out of this that's good is that the next evolution of their offense for me has to be more success down the field. And Pickens is, you know, one of the other things he said when he met with the media was like, well, you get the ball downfield by taking chunks. You know, they were talking about chunk plays. He said, yeah, you throw it down the field and you make plays. They need to get him the ball down the field just because that's the next thing you would want to see. If it was first, like, I want Kenny Pickett to not be panicked back there, fine. I want Kenny Pickett to start seeing his second and third reads, fine. Now it has to be, I want Kenny Pickett to accurately throw the ball down the field and challenge defenses at the next level. Okay, 14's the guy. So start doing it.
But they have been. It's like really just There's only two games where they haven't. The Eagles game, and I just chalk that up to just a blowout loss against like the best secondary in the NFL. You go by interceptions and takeaways and other corners have played. Okay, if a rookie's going to have a bad game, it would make sense it would happen there. Also, like Kenny was going through probably some of the same stuff George was going through in this game, where he's going back to Philly. That's the team he grew up with, rooting for. A lot of fans there. Probably putting too much pressure on himself, pressing too much. You know, didn't have that good of a game.
And then the Falcons game's the other one.
Yeah, and then
here's
this one.
Here's why I'm not going to give an excuse to the rest of the Steelers offense. Man, we heard James Lofton, I think, say it. Dome stadium, easier for a rookie quarterback, especially because it's ideal conditions, right? And also, here's something I don't like too that I've been thinking about for a while. People have said, well, they were winning the game, and you don't want to do this, this, or this. Like the game plan was working. Since when in the NFL do teams, rookie quarterback or not, play that conservatively when they have like a 3-point lead maybe as the game gets closer a little bit score-wise? The whole goal in the NFL is to try to get a big lead so you really can coast to the finish line.
But their problem in this game was converting drives into touchdowns. It wasn't really like you're punting. They didn't punt the entire first half. You know, it wasn't about like they're The possessions just ended on a bad note. So what they were doing was working. It just was not involving. Like the biggest gripe for me would be you get down near the goal line and you've got a play where you pretty much throw a jump ball for your small wide receiver and not your big one. To me, that's the biggest thing you second guess from this game. Like, why are you throwing that ball to a Johnson 5'10
player
and not Pickens that spot?
Who literally is built closer to Randy Moss. I have no real issue. Whenever Freiermuth gets the ball, he's 6'5". Like, he's physically the next guy on the list to George Pickens.
I mean, should they have run the ball less against Atlanta? I don't feel that way.
No, but I do think when you get into the... Here's, I guess, the best point Pickens could have as to why he needs to get the ball more no matter what. When you get down into the scoring zone where you can't necessarily scheme guys wide open because there's less real estate to use, isn't that why you draft a player who physically is supposed to be better than the other guy covering him? Let him have, go give him the rock. Give him the ball, give Freiermuth the ball, force feed it.
Yeah, the other thing Pickens needs to realize is go look at A.J. Brown, the Eagles receiver that got the Tennessee Titans GM fired yesterday. And look at his production in between the Steelers game when he clowned their corners and the game he just had against Tennessee. The guy was in witness protection. He was doing almost nothing.
What's his contract?
Well, let me
4 years, $100
million? Yeah, I mean...
I think that eases the wound.
No, but I'm saying go look. I'm saying these guys that should be quote unquote unstoppable. Devontae Adams has had super quiet games this year. Justin Jefferson would have two or three games where it looked like he was going to win Offensive Player of the Year, and then he'd have three catch games. Like this stuff happens, even for wide receivers that have much better quarterbacks and much better offensive coordinators working with them.
Well, that goes back to something I said earlier, which is the thing is, like, in NFL experience terms, George Pickens is so young. Like, you just, I don't know, you don't want, it's a marathon, being an NFL player mentally, not a sprint. And he feels like he's going to gas himself out emotionally if he gets this fired up every game when it doesn't go as well.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mike Tomlin told a fan who had great access in Atlanta that he was effing working when the fan was encouraging Mike Tomlin to go out there in the second half and win the game. Tomlin wasn't asked about that yesterday. We've had some of our listeners astutely point out on our text line, if a player did that, would he have an envelope at his locker Friday or Saturday from the NFL with a fine? You can't get caught on tape saying that kind of stuff to fans. I think the league has come down and disciplined guys in the heat of battle when they're coming off the field after games if they get caught yelling stuff back
fans. Isn't coming off the field, though, different than if you're in like sort of what is assumed to be a private tunnel?
But that's seen more as like an adversarial, confrontational thing. Like the fans like, hey, you suck, and a guy mouths off. And
if a fan is in a place where a coach or player isn't used to them being and says anything, I would think the coach or player deserves leeway and leniency, because it's like you don't expect, if you're Mike Tomlin, some random dude, coach, go out and win one.
Yeah, but if the guy's like, hey, have a nice day, Mike, and he's like, go F yourself, that's just okay.
Hey. Potato, potato.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is with us. Mike, what do you make of this situation with Tomlin?
You know, as you guys were explaining it, it reminded me of a situation where Rex Ryan got fined for giving the finger to some fans that were harassing him as he was leaving the field. This was years ago. There aren't many instances where a coach gets in trouble, because there aren't many instances where a coach does something like that. Let me give you my theory. And as I was thinking about the topics that may come up today, I saw, Pony, that you had tweeted about it. And I just thought it was awesome when I saw the video. I thought it was great. I thought it was funny. The guy didn't seem upset. Yep. It wasn't a little kid. But let me give you this take. And I don't know if you've had this conversation, but, and maybe I'm jaded by the fact that Drew Brees got hit by lightning, except he didn't. What if that was staged? What if that was some guy that Tomlin knew? Because the way the guy, he didn't seem all that surprised. I mean, he had the perfect facial expression, like, oh, well, he told me. But I think the average person would have been a little more rattled by having Mike Tomlin, hey, man, I'm effing working. I don't think Tomlin would lower himself to play in a game like that. But, again, I'm once bitten, twice shy after the Drew Brees lightning strike from Friday. So I'm not ready to believe anything that I see on social media is real. So I guess I've
so like a way of making a depicting.
I kind of like the idea that it was staged.
So the idea that it depicts Tomlin as this no nonsense, all business coach, and it's just
Well, if they're trying to make money off of it, I'm sure there's some T-shirt vendors in the Strip that have already made "Man, I'm effing working" shirts, and they're selling them for about $8 a pop right now.
I think Tomlin's wife does have a clothing store, so it is possible, Chris.
That was just the new slogan for 2023.
She could be the one selling them.
Mike. So do you ultimately expect there to be any kind of financial discipline handed down to Tomlin then for this?
There could be, but it wouldn't necessarily be broadcast to the world. A lot of times you'll have punishments that are very quietly handled. With player fines, there's a clunky procedure for finding out, you know, if a guy gets called for roughing the passer. If you ask the right question to the league, they'll tell you yes or no, the guy got fined. They don't just affirmatively release it. I think with coaches, it's even more secretive. So we'll see. Now, look, Mike Tomlin knows guys like Jay Glazer. Like, if Tomlin gets fined for that and he's pissed off about it, he'll tell Jay, and Jay will tell all of us about it at noon Eastern on Fox on Sunday. But I thought it was so funny that I didn't think maybe he could get dinged by the league. But I think he could get dinged by the league. And I understand why none of the reporters on Tuesday asked him about it, because they'd probably get the same response that the fan in the tunnel got if they dared ask him that question.
Mike, along the same lines in terms of coverage of something, Tomlin seemed really hacked off yesterday that cameras from CBS got the Pickens squabble, the interaction of him being frustrated coming off the field, the coach sitting down, Cam Hayward going over, getting into it with coaches a little bit as he came off the field following a Johnson drop. And he was going to bat for Pickens, and then Pickens was defiant about it today. Where do you come down on that when NFL players or NFL coaches act like these sideline shots or disputes are blown out of proportion, and they come down on the media for amplifying those things?
That's ridiculous to have that reaction if you're a coach or a player. Everything you do out in the open like that can and will be used against you. And it's on you to be conscious of your behavior, your facial expressions, your lip reading that can be done. Like Mac Jones, we saw that on Thursday night against the Buffalo Bills. He was dropping some F-bombs about the play calling. We've seen Tom Brady destroy tablets. We've seen Aaron Rodgers throw a tablet. Everything is fair game when you are out there in that field of play area, especially because NFL films, microphones are everywhere too. People are mic'd up. It's not a private area. It's, you know, if it's locker room, that's one thing. Once you're out on the field, you have no cause to complain if you're a coach or a player about anything that anyone sees and decides is significant.
Mike, based on that, what did you make of the way George Pickens handled his media scrum today, where some questions were not answered, many were answered very quickly and clipped, and only, I think, one of them was answered with anything approaching sort of a real take?
Well, hey, guys aren't required to actually say anything. They are required to be available twice per week, once during the week, either at a podium or at their locker, and once after each game. We've been through that with guys like Marshawn Lynch, who got fined multiple times for not showing up. But if you show up, you can say whatever you want. You don't have to give a substantive answer. You don't have to even give a responsive answer. Remember the time that Marshawn Lynch just said over and over again, I'm just here so I won't get fined. And then there was another one where he just said yes, even if the question didn't call for a yes or no answer. So, yeah, look, the guy's passionate. The guy wants to win. I agree with Mike Tomlin in that it's a lot easier to dial a guy back than to create a passion that isn't there. And Tomlin has been a master of speaking to the better angels of players whose passion, for whatever it may be, winning or selfish motivations like getting the ball thrown my way like an Antonio Brown, whatever it may be, Tomlin knows how to deal individually with his players to get them to be the best versions of themselves they can be. And with any player, I'd rather have a guy who I have to calm down than a guy I have to fire up.
Mike, the opposing quarterback on Sunday won't be Lamar Jackson. There are a couple of discussions going on surrounding his injury. One that I saw on ESPN, Keyshawn Johnson said he should shut it down and not play again this year because of his contract situation. The other was, what happens if Tyler Huntley plays well and the Ravens are like, instead of giving this guy $200 million guaranteed, maybe we like the other guy more. Your thoughts on both of those?
Well, I agree with Keyshawn Johnson. Any player who's in a contract year, when you get toward the end of the season or at any point, you need to be more conscious of your health because you carry the injury risk. And that's one of the benefits of signing a player to a major contract. He is going to be more willing in close cases to play when he's injured. And there's a lot of leeway there, and we're very sensitive, as we should be, to player health and safety. If there's concern by the player about further injury or aggravation or some other injury because you're favoring the knee so you get an ankle injury on the other side, whatever the case may be, those are legitimate concerns. And players do that all the time as they get closer and closer to a new contract. As it relates to Tyler Huntley, I think this has been something the Ravens have had on the radar screen since last year when he started four games. Even though they went 1-3, they like what he can do. He's not Lamar Jackson, but he can run the offense the same way. He's pretty good. He's not great, but he's really good. And I was watching in this offseason, because he was an exclusive rights free agent, which means not a free agent at all. He'll be a restricted free agent after this season, which means they'll have to make a decent-sized tender or they risk losing him to another team that would give compensation in return. But I was paying attention for the possibility of him doing like a 3-year extension worth $7 million a year, something like that. And then he becomes their safety valve if Lamar Jackson blows up. And I think he is. And I think the moment that they would sign him to a multi-year deal is the clue that they're close to being done, if not already done, with Lamar Jackson. So watch that in the offseason. If they sign Tyler Huntley to a multi-year deal, the next step could be, see you later, Lamar Jackson.
If you were a betting man right now, Mike, would you say Lamar Jackson's in a Ravens uniform next year?
Well, I wouldn't make that bet. How about that? I would bet on something else. Mm-hmm. Because here's the thing. Lamar Jackson needs to understand, and this is one of the problems of him not having an agent. Okay, you got two options here. You take the best offer that the Ravens will give you, even if they won't give you a fully guaranteed deal and you want one. They'll give you what they'll give you. You either take what they give you or you say, I want out like Deshaun Watson did. You know, he thinks Deshaun Watson just showed up and got $250 million fully guaranteed from the Browns. He got that because he said, I want out of Houston, and they said, we'll let you go. And he set up this competition for his services, and it worked out perfectly, and that's how he got that money. So if Lamar Jackson isn't willing to take what they're willing to offer in Baltimore, he needs to say, I'm never playing for you again. So that's why I won't take that bet, because all it takes is one person to get through to Lamar Jackson and say, Lamar, here's the bottom line. You take what they'll give you, or you say, Steve Bisciotti, I'm out of here. And I think he needs to do one or the other. I wouldn't do franchise tag this year and next year and then do the Kirk Cousins thing where instead of a third franchise tag, they let you walk away. I would bring it to a head now. I'm either going to take the best offer or I'm getting out. And that's why I won't take that bet, because right now I don't know what he's going to do. And I keep hoping that someone will get through to him that he needs to do one of those two things.
Mike, we have a station event tomorrow night that's centered around karaoke. Does Mike Florio have a karaoke favorite?
I've never done karaoke in my entire life. Thanks for inviting me up.
You want to come up?
Thanks. No. There's a football game on. Well, it's Raiders at Rams, so I guess it's technically a football game.
It'll be on at the place we're at. The games will be on.
And congratulations on all your success for getting the Baker Mayfield waiver claim out right, Mike. Good job.
Well, I mean, it wasn't a wild guess. Someone that I trust told me that the Rams were going to make a waiver claim. And when only the Bears and the Texans have dibs, you got a pretty good chance of being right. But yeah, I'd have to be drunker than I can afford to be to sing karaoke.
A lot of beers at this bar. A lot of beers, Mike, and we will send Donnie Football down to collect you in a station vehicle if you will agree to come up for this. We'll have you singing It's Raining Men, whatever you want.
Can I trust Donnie Football? What's that I see he likes? What's that funky,
I see light mango.
You can trust mango. This man. He's a rock. He'll wait till you're up here safely and sound before he cracks into the mangoes.
Yeah. I appreciate the offer that I coerced you to make, but I should probably stay here.
Hey, Mike, really quick here. When people are starting to whisper things, mainly Donnie, he was on ESPN's playoff machine plugging in scenarios. Pony is screaming in the hunt to me on Monday morning. Are the Pittsburgh Steelers, in Mike Florio's professional opinion, truly in the hunt?
I'm never giving up on Mike Tomlin. I'm effing working, man. I'm never giving up on Mike Tomlin. And yes, they've got to jump over multiple teams. But you know what? Look at the Patriots right now. Look at the Chargers right now. Somebody is going to create an opening for the Steelers. If they keep winning, if they finish 10-7, I would be very surprised if they're boxed out. Now, can they finish 10-7? I don't know. But if they do 10-7, I'd be very surprised if they don't at least get the 7th seed.
Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, a man who's never performed karaoke. Thank you so much, Mike. Talk next week.
See you, Mike.
See you, guys.
Man, never. Not one time.
Yep. I think I've only done it once, and that was at the Tennyson Lounge's karaoke night.
What song did you do again? And I Got a DeVita?
No. Wait a minute.
Who Sucked Out the Feeling?
I might have it here. Stand by.
Theme.
I think I know what's coming here.
No.
Yeah, this one.
So did everyone just put their clothes back on at karaoke when you turned this one on?
Say you don't know me or recognize my face. Say you don't care to go to that kind of place. You know what else I thought about doing but I didn't?
Kisses Lick It Up.
Ooh, that's a good one.
We could do that tomorrow as a trio.
You think?
Yeah. You know that the video for Lick It Up was the first time they had appeared without makeup? And I, frankly, when I saw Gene Simmons in that video, I was like, he probably should have put the makeup and the crazy tongue back on. He looks like an absolute moron.
That was the first song I did. This was actually the second one.
On the back of the Chevrolet. Yesterday! Let's go, Bill. Your eyes! Do you dream about me?
Dude, he's like not even singing because he only knows one or two of the words until the chorus.
You're right. They're just kind of going,
tomorrow!
Yeah! Why do we have a clip in here that's labeled Zeiss Sun Bowl Hookers?
Uh-oh.
But you know, way back in the day, the true story, when the Sun Bowl, you know, began and, you know, was in like the early 70s and stuff, people that covered the game back then, and there was people down there I was talking to that had been a part of the game for a lot of years, that had helped run the game for a lot of years. They were saying back in like the 70s when they used to take the reporters into Mexico and hook them up with prostitutes. during the Sun Bowl week. Honest to God, true story.
Mm, Crowley liked that. Crowley begging to cover the Sun Bowl this year. No wonder why he asked Craig.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.